Kevin Forrest, the director of the Manchester VA, joins us live as a regular part of the show on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios. Kevin, in the past, has made a point to work with local service groups like Veterans Count. But Kevin joins us now on the show this morning live, GMI Studios, listener lines. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. And I just want to say, you know, thanks so much for that last week. What a great effort from Veterans Count and yourself and just supporting all the veteran needs in the community. I really appreciate it on behalf of all of us here at the Manchester VA.
Well, thank you, because I know you've worked with their care coordinators and trying to fill some of the cracks. Back to resuming face-to-face services in terms of getting back to normal operations. And, you know, basically, you're doing much more. You balance the physical thing with the virtual for many months. But, you know, a lot of veterans like to see that caregiver. They like to see the nurse. They like to see the doctor. And they like to see some fellow veterans when they come to the VA, that social experience. So talk about sort of getting back to normal schedule in-person care.
Well, Jack, we certainly, you know, over the last couple of weeks have been increasing the number of face-to-face appointments. You know, it's nice I can look out the window and see the cars in the parking lot, certainly a lot fuller than they were in months past. So I think as we, you know, start to bring folks in, you know, my main point is to be able to offer a veteran the type of appointment that works well for them.
And you also are continuing to make the vaccines readily available. I think Johnson & Johnson, Moderna. And I know people can go and start seeing the schedule for appointments by just going to manchester.va.gov. But vaccinations, are the veterans, are there some still apprehensive, some that got one, not the second, or how's that flowing?
You know, I'm sure there's some degree of vaccine hesitancy out there, you know, on part of not only veterans, but everybody. But, you know, I, as well as, you know, healthcare professionals throughout the country, I mean, encourage people to get, you know, that vaccine as part of kind of getting over this hump of COVID. And I'll tell you, we have an active outreach effort going on now where out of our 20,000 plus enrolled veterans, if we do not have a record of them having a vaccine in the medical record, we're doing a deliberate outreach to them with phone calls two and three times to make sure that they've been offered that opportunity and we'll accommodate them. But we want to leave no stone unturned.
Make it easy for them and convenient. Thank you. Hey, I saw this on your site. What's the baby shower drive-thru? I had to ask you about this. Baby shower drive-thru. What was that?
So, you know, big support of our veterans, you know, and expectant mothers here and you know, adding a new child to the family. But, you know, 23 families, you know, benefited from this baby shower that they did over the weekend to provide, you know, support and essentials and everything you need for a new child in the family. So I just want to say thanks, whether it's the, you know, the VFW Auxiliary, the VFWs in Concord, and many others, and donations from a lot of the staff here at the Manchester VA for making it a little easy on a new, you know, veteran parent.
You know, Kevin Forrest, Manchester VA, a lot of folks are finding prices for food and consumer, you know, we've seen a lot of inflationary pressure on just basic things like meat and foods, and plus, you know, places are crowded, and what I've been hearing and seeing is sometimes that's results in some veterans maybe not getting basic food items. Tell us about the drive-through veterans pantry that you're expanding on and making available.
So I really want to do a shout-out to Kathy McDonough, one of our dietitians here in the hospital, for leading this effort with a great team. But, you know, food insufficiency or insecurity is a challenge that we saw through COVID, again, not only for veterans but for the population in general. And she really took it upon herself to really help with this drive-through pantry. So tomorrow from 10 to 12, right outside our Tilton community-based outpatient clinic, they'll be in the parking lot giving away, you know, foodstuffs and non-perishable foods to veterans in need. So if a veteran, you know, might have some challenges getting by to the end of the month and needing some food, we're there for them. And Kathy and her team will help them kind of get over that hump. And then likewise, next month on the 30th of June, she's going to do the same type of program down here at the Manchester VA outside our Seacoast entrance from 10 to 12, and just make sure we can do that extra, you know, that extra bit to help out a veteran, you know, who may need a helping hand. And so I would ask for everybody out there, you know, if it's something, if you want to drop by either tomorrow in Tilton or on the 30th here at the Manchester VA, and you might want to be able to clean some of that pantry out or bring in a donation of canned goods and things, that we'll make sure that those get into the right hands of veterans who may need them.
Thank you, Kevin, for the update. And again, I think you'd echo this before I let you go. Kevin Forrest with an update on some veteran news out there, which we like to get out there. But not just for veterans, but their families and caregivers, that if you've been reticent, you haven't had that in-person appointment for a while, just go. You can see the schedule. You can start getting back into that flow. Manchester.va.gov, correct, Kevin?
That's correct. Jack, and, you know, one last plug here. I'd like everybody out there, if they could join us on our virtual Memorial Day ceremony on the 31st at 11 a.m. If you go onto our Facebook page, you can go into that, and we'll be streaming our Memorial Day service for all veterans. And really, I think the most important part is including, you know, one of our Gold Star mother and employees here at the Manchester VA, Denise Gionette, who it was really important having her a big part of this Memorial Day ceremony this year.
Well, thank Denise for her service. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it on this Tuesday. You have a great Memorial Day weekend as well. Thank you for getting things back in person and onward. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Chuck. Always a pleasure.